More now on the federal scrutiny being paid to Boeing's 787. As you just heard from NPR, the FAA announced this morning it'll conduct a comprehensive review of the critical systems of Boeing 787s, or Dreamliners. That's after incidents this week on two separate planes, a fire and a fuel leak. Aerospace analyst Richard Abulafia is on the line with me now. Richard, what does this mean for Boeing, the fact that the FAA has stepped in and is saying, hey, now we're conducting a review?
Well, I think it's both welcome and unwelcome news. On the unwelcome front, of course, it accentuates the problems and incidents that have been taking place, and it's going to cause unwelcome attention. On the other hand, I think once people look at it in the fullness of time, they're going to say, hey, this is a really good thing. The system works. The regulatory authorities are doing their job, and transparently they're going to look at what needs to be changed, if anything, in terms of technologies and manufacturing processes. And as a result, people will have more confidence in the aircraft.
Okay, you think it really could turn out that way then?
I think the overwhelming odds are with a clearance of the aircraft itself. Matter of fact, I really can't imagine otherwise. The only question is, what's the cost and expense of changing any onboard technologies? And just what kind of public image black eye are they going to get in the event that the FAA finds fault with their manufacturing processes for the first few dozen aircraft?
What's the history of the FAA stepping in like this? Because I know there have been glitches with Boeing planes in the past over the years. So I'm trying to get an understanding of how is this different, you know, from what we've seen in the past?
This is not quite unprecedented, but highly unusual, and of course related to the large number of incidents that have taken place. At the other extreme, you have the only U.S. jetliner ever to have its certification revoked, and that was the DC-10 back in the 70s. It wasn't revoked for long, but it was revoked, and that was after crashes and fatalities. This is way at the other end of the spectrum from that. This is more a question of, to what extent are all the systems with all their redundancies and all of their safety features exactly what's needed? And to what extent is the aircraft built in a way that guarantees zero defects? That's very different from a review of the fundamental flaws of the aircraft itself.
Right. And so no airlines have canceled their orders for the 787. And are you saying you don't expect that to change then?
Assuming that this review finds no flaws, and I really don't think there's any case for any flaw to be found other than individual systems or the manufacturing processes and procedures, then I don't think anyone's going to cancel. It still remains a very attractive aircraft. The only question is, do people defer? Do they wait until the kinks are worked out, and until higher rates of reliability show up before taking delivery? That, I think, is the real concern. But in terms of cancellation, it's unlikely because it's really kind of alone in its class for what it does.
Right. Okay, Richard Abulafia, thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Richard Abulafia, aerospace analyst with the Teal Group.